Okay, so this is going to be ATM lesson number 104. Lifting of the back in the knees, or we'll say lifting of the back with the knees. And today is still February 8th, 2003. So take a moment to observe how you're lying on the floor. You've now already learned how to check in with yourself and sense your skeleton. How your shoulders are resting. How your pelvis is resting. Now, I'm just going to describe something first that I'd like you to visualize before we actually go into it. So the first lesson we did today was about folding. So we had a hand behind the head and a hand below the knee. And you were bringing approximately your head or your nose and your knee towards one another, right? Okay. So in this lesson, the concept is going to be, because we're going to be holding on to the knee again, but you're going to use the knee, use the leg, to pull away from you. And it's going to bring the chest and the body forward. So instead of them coming together, there's going to be this dialogue of the leg pulling away from you. Okay? Just to think about. So bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, place the left hand behind your head, and your right hand will go below your right kneecap, just as we did this morning, not underneath the leg, but the kneecap. Okay? And your thumb needs to be with your fingers, so all fingers together. Great. So in this position, you begin to do a movement of thinking of the right knee pushing away from you, and as you do so, you lift your head with your left arm, and it's as if you might eventually come up to sitting. It's the idea. But the driving force here is how that right knee can push away from you. So it pulls on the right arm, it starts to lift the head, and you're going to see this is, it's a hard concept to begin with. Why? Because we're so used to contracting and pulling in. So think of pushing the knee away from you. That's it. Now, at the same time as you're doing that, what might help you a little bit is you might want to let the left leg slide on the floor and lengthen, and you'll see if you come up higher. That's it. Very nice. Now, make sure that as you slide the left leg away from you, you feel that it slides the equivalent of you coming up to sitting. So no rushing it, slow. That's it. Okay, rest on your back. Each time, right. But now we're going to go back to the other way. All the way to straight. So come back to the same idea. So that would be the left hand behind your head, knees bent, right hand below the right knee. And this time, do not slide the leg. So keep your right hand with your right knee, exact same position we were in. Your left foot is standing. But now just think of pushing the right knee away from you, lifting the head with the left arm, and see if you can come up that way now. It's better. Now, try it with sliding the leg out again. What does the sliding of the leg do? What does it do in the pelvis? That's it, Richard, in the back. Uh-huh. That's right. The sliding of the leg pulls the pelvis forward. As long as you stay in a flexed position, it's impossible to come up to sitting. The pelvis must translate from flexion to extension to come up to sitting. So feel as the knee pulls away from you, how there's this moment where all of a sudden the belly goes from being pulled in, then it starts to come out. That's it, Alan. Good, and now right here, push the belly out. That's it. So, and now round, there, and now, right, and now push it out. That's it. Oh, in due time, you will. Yeah, yeah, slow. Okay, everybody rest. So this is one of these movements that you think it's about strength, but it's about organization. It's not a lot of muscular work. Is the temperature okay in here? Yeah? Well, we have all the patrol out there. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and let's change over. So this time we will have your right hand behind your head, and your left knee will come into your chest, and you'll get a hold with your left hand. That's it. Now just go slowly. We all get to be eager beavers at times, but just start with this initial concept that you're moving the knee away from you, the left knee. Or sometimes I even thought of kicking somebody. Like if somebody was like a wall, and you're going to kick the wall. So you're going to kick into me. Kick, kick, kick better. Kick, 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 kick better. So if you kick into the wall, and then how that pulls you up. Good. Now this next few times, start to allow that right leg to slide forward at the same time. That's it, Holly. Good. Very good, Richard. Now, push the belly out. Once you get up here, you got to push the belly out. But you're not pushing the belly out. Yeah, that's better. But come back. So you're doing a lot of work in the upper body. Way too much work. So you're first rounded. Start the knee. Kick it away. And now push out. Push out and arch the back. You can't push out and hold the back. So up, 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 up. And round back. Better, Richard, but push the belly and that pelvis out. Do this, Deborah. That's it. Uh-huh. See what it does? You grow tall. So when you push the belly out, when you're coming up, that means the spine has to arch. Extension has, that's better, Deborah. Okay, pause and rest on your back. See, the other issue is that some of us are so conditioned to be chronically tight in the abdominal muscles that you can track them under any circumstance. So that's the other permission that I'm going to give you this weekend, is to learn how to not contract those muscles. Let them contract when they're supposed to contract. So they contract at the beginning of this movement. In fact, it's the abdominals that contract that permit your head to lift. That's what lifts your head. But once you get your head up, they don't need to be contracting anymore. What facilitates the sitting is letting go there and letting the back arch and the belly coming forward. The only reason that the abdominals contract is to lift your head. So lying there right now, lift your head to look down at your toes and watch what happens in the abs. What lifts the head? The abs. Now, if you don't use the abs, you can tighten your neck, and that'll feel really yucky, but try that. Try to tighten your neck to lift your head. It's super miserable. Now, go back to the smart way. Let your abdominals do it. Just feel, and it's easy to lift your head. The shoulder blades. I call this the, what do I call it? The dead skeleton body pose in our ATM class. So you can just keep on coming up. If you lift your head enough, go up and your arms come out in front of you, you come all the way up to sitting. That's it, Holly. It's easy. Very minimal work, but it's all happening here. Now, how come you can do it that way? No. What happens is when your legs are long like this now, you're not working, that's right, even Danielle's getting smart, you're not working in the hip and the psoas area, so you're letting the muscles do what they need to. You're letting the ab lift the head like it's supposed to, and your hips are free, so then you can come up. But when your leg is bent, you lock up here and your hip isn't free. So that's what we have to teach you. Make sense? Okay, now let's go back to knees bent. Let's place the right hand under the head, the left hand down with your left knee. Bring your left knee into your chest. And now try it again. So you're going to kick the leg away from you, slide the right one down to be long, and come up to sitting. Uh-huh. Yeah. But now the biggest thing is at the very end, I need you all to push the belly out, stick those sit bones, that's it. And that's where you get tall. And if I come and if I was to sit on any of you, you'd be so strong and powerful, I couldn't break you. But if you're the other way, if you're really flexed, I could break your neck. Get tall, up, there you go, Kathy. That's it, Holly. Now when you get tall like that, the shoulder blades can go back. Uh-huh. What do you know? That's it, Elliot. It's okay. That's it. Good, Nancy. Okay, everybody rest on your back. So the other thing, when you leave here after working with me for these 2 days, to think about in your life is whenever you come across anything that is difficult, you say to yourself, where am I having an inhibition? Where am I holding that is making this unavailable to me? It is you working against yourself somewhere. Does that make sense? And as soon as you figure that out, you can change the behavior. That's the greatest thing about this work. Because all of you came out into the world with none of these inhibitions as little, tiny little squirts crawling around. I know you all ran when you were kids and climbed trees, jumped out of trees, went down slides. And the thing that's so amazing about kids is the amount of movement that they want. I mean, just, right? You know that. They're nonstop. They just move, 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 move. And then you look at how sedentary we become. Okay, this time let's have you roll to your side, come all the way up to sitting. And in sitting now, what you're going to do is you're going to hold your left knee with your left hand, so both knees are in the standing position. And you're going to place your right hand along your side next to you. Fingers forward, because remember we learned earlier if the fingers are pointed backwards, your elbow locks. Now from this position, so we're going to reverse the movement. You're going to start to round yourself back a little bit as if you were going to lie down, but just do a little and then reverse it, because I want you to get this idea clear about the belly coming out and forward. That's it. And even more. Push out, 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 out. out, not tilting with your body, better, but push out and down. That's there. That's better. Okay? And now you play a game with yourself. Each time you can go back a little further, the clearer it is for you about the rounding and then the coming forward and pushing out. That's beautiful, Danielle. Good. That's it, Alejandro. Good. That's it, Jean. You're going to see you don't even need the right hand. It's like you don't need it because the power is... That's it. Great, Richard. Now, just keep on going further and further back. See if you can go all the way down and then come all the way back up. So you got to hold on to your knee. So when you go down to the ground, your left foot comes away from the floor, right? Your right foot always stays in the standing position. Excellent, Richard. You think Richard in the back there, like he'd done 10 years of dance or ballet, he's moving so nicely. How's it feel? Pretty easy, isn't it? That's it. Good, Chris. That's it. We got to get you off your butt bones even more. There. Get them back even more. There. Okay. Let's take a rest. Okay, we'll just do the other side and then call it a day. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And so, let's see, it would be the left hand along your side and your right hand below your right knee. So you're going to start from your back. So your right hand can be with your right knee, your left hand along your side, and you kick that right knee away from you. You lift your head now on your own. Why? Because the abdominals are lifting the head, and you bring yourself all the way up to sitting. You can press with that arm into the floor cap. Go ahead, use it first. And you can slide the left leg forward to lengthen out as you come up. Beautiful, Richard. Excellent. You're doing a great job. That's it, Holly. And then push that belly out. Grow tall. Belly out. Grow tall, tall. Good. That's better. Hey, now you're getting it. That's little, but but that's good. This is the first time I've seen you do that on your own. You're getting it. That's it. You're getting it. How does it feel? That's better, Alejandro, but get that belly out. You guys, let the belly go. We're so worried about the weight issue. Let it go. Just push it out because that's the power. The power all comes from this tilt of the pelvis. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, rest on your back. I know, I fried you. You're cooked, sauteed. So, no running tonight, okay? If anybody was even remotely considering it, please don't. Just let your body hang out with it. If you want to go tomorrow morning, it's fine. Just, yeah, it's too early. Only the strange birds like me. But don't go tonight. Just let your body hang out with what you've learned, okay? Yeah, take a bath, glass of wine, promote that stuff. Just let it hang out. But if you would like to do a small run tomorrow, something less than what you normally do, that would be fine. Okay, just see how it feels. So the last thing is, before you come up, is So you have your booklets and the articles. So take all that with you. And what I'd like you to do for your homework tonight is to go through the booklet. And there's what I call pre-movements, movements to do before you do a run, and post-movements. And they're kind of like a combination of Feldenkrais, i.e. stretching, i.e. Ideas of what is really useful. So I'd like you to go through them and try all of them. Just take a moment to see if the orientation is comfortable for you, okay? And if there's questions about any of them, either make a note or, you know, fold back the page, whatever you need to do, so that we can answer those questions tomorrow. Okay? Okay, so let's have you roll to the side, come up. Let's have you come one last time onto the hard floor and standing and explore finding your high point.